All right, can we please move on to Soul Shine now? This is a song I've always wanted to sing. And, all right, so first the key. So I already hear that as a one and five, six. I'm getting ahead of myself here. So, but dum is definitely the key, and checking it on the guitar is B flat. So I know there's a B flat in it, and then I hear five. Oh, and by the way, it's B flat major. So actually, I'm getting ahead of myself. I said we were just gonna do the roots first. So your process should always be the roots first, then the chord qualities, then the chords as they fall in time, and within the second step, the chord qualities, you may have to dig into the inner voices of the chord. But here we go. I'm going to just put the numbers. Knowing the harmonized scale is helpful here because B flat major goes B flat, then C sharp minor. C minor, D minor, E flat, F7, G minor, A sharp, A half diminished. Sorry, let me just play it for you. Like B flat, C minor, D minor, E flat, F, G minor, A half diminished, and B flat. So that's gonna help me transcribe stuff. So here we go. That's one, B flat. That's five. So how did I get to five so quick? Because I heard the bass go boom and boom to da 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 dee, which is the five, an octave. So it's, you're going down to the fifth. You're going from the root down to the fifth is a fourth. But I find that that's confusing, so I'm sorry I even brought it up. But if you're going down a fourth, you're going to the fifth, so which is F. That's really the information I want, which is what is the note to the key, not what is the interval between the chords, if you see what I mean. And I heard a six in there too. So he was at one, and then five, and then six, and then right there is So I hear that as A flat. So far I got B flat, and then F, and then G minor. Well, I shouldn't say qualities. G, and then I hear A flat, a flat seven, back to one. So B flat to F. Let's see if it's the same this time. Yeah, it's the same thing. All right, so B flat, F, G, and A flat. Here's B flat, and here's F. And there's a, now I already know what that is, but for your sake, I'm gonna, so we have, so far in the verse, we had a B flat, and then a fifth, and now a fourth. How do you know it's a fourth? Because here comes the bride, so that's E flat in this case. And then back to one. When the stars ain't shining bright, feel like you've lost your own. So, in other words, 1-5-4-1. So 1-5-4-1. B flat, F, E flat, or E flat, and B flat. So same thing twice. That's three times it is the verse. And then the fourth time was 1-5-6 flat seven. How do you get to flat seven? I skipped that detail before, but whatever your song is. Mine was Stone Free. I think I told you on previous ear training things, like the intro to Jimi Hendrix Stone Free. So when I hear that, I hear, in this case, I hear boom, like there, boom. There's a place for us, whatever you use for your flat seven. All right, so in the this is what we got so far. In the intro, it was B flat, F, G, A flat. In the verse, it's B flat, F, E flat, B flat four times, and then B flat, F, G, and A flat. Right now, we don't know qualities. I do, but you don't. Here's the chorus. B flat. That's five, F. There's four. So that's the same as the verse, except it's spread out twice as long, like each chord gets one bar instead of half a bar. And there's our six and flat seven. Alright, so I'm just gonna check whether these things are the same as they were before. In other words, 1, 5, 4, 1. Again, I'm listening to the bass. 1, 5, 6, flat seven, and now 1 for a whole bar. 5 for a whole bar. 4, here comes the bride, and back to 1. And then it's 1, 2, 5, and then 6, and flat 7, and then 1. Now, I think here's a bridge. All right, so the bridges go boom. So you have to figure out dom to the key. So, is my key, remember? So, did we go above or below? We went down. But again, I'm not interested in knowing the relationship between the tonic and how far we went down. I want to know what note in the scale we went to. So, I'm going to take that an octave up and go. That's NBC, the NBC theme. So, that's a six. So, I know that that's a G minor. So I hope you follow that. Again, this stuff takes practice. Rewind if you didn't hear it. But I heard the bridge go to the relative minor, the, in this case, G minor. And then let's see what happens from there. Here it comes again. So we're at the tonic, and then we go down to the sixth. And that must be 4. Let me just see. 4. Here comes a bright. Yep. And it stays on that. And then goes back to the 1. Now here's a chord we haven't came across yet. It's bling. So what is that? Da di obla di. It's a third. It's a 3. So it's got to be D. It's going to be D minor, but we're not doing chord qualities yet. I should have just said D. So there's our D. Bling. Do re mi. And then 4. Here comes the bride. And here's do. So bloom, you have to figure out where that's in relation to bloom. It's below it, and if so, what is what note is it? There's our tonic, and then you're looking for So I'm gonna put that an octave up, and sing do re mi fa sol la ti. And I didn't hit it, did I? Because the note is It's do re mi fa sol la ti with a. It's a flat seven. I mean, I know what it is. I'm just trying to elucidate the process for you. Do you understand what I'm doing? And I hope this is valuable, because otherwise I'm just going to sound like a lunatic over here. So I know that it's an A flat, the flat 7. All right? So let's go back to that D minor bit. Oh, wait, sorry. There's the D, or the 3. There's 4. There's flat 7, and then boom. So I hear that boom, boom, do, re, mi, fa, sol. That's a 5, so that's F. All right? And then you're back to the chorus. I don't think there's any other sections in this song. So next we're going to put the chord qualities on, and it's clearly a major. It's not in sol. You know, that would just be weird. Although you could do a minor version of that and maybe, you know, get some hits on YouTube or something. Or you get arrested, I don't know. But anyway, without even listening to this, like, transcribing every single chord, I'm just going to use my knowledge of the harmonized scale. So I wrote down B flat, which I know is major. It's got to be an F major, because it doesn't sound like it's out the key, and then it's G minor, because that's also the relative minor. And it's got to be A flat major, just because I don't know why. In blues harmony, when you have like the blues scale. Alright, I'm going off the deep end now. When you have the blues scale, it's 1, flat 3, 4, 5, flat 7. When you have harmony that takes from there, those chords are typically major. My favorite example is, I can't think of what song that is right now. Knock on Wood. So you just make all those chords major. Actually, the other reason why it's A flat major is because it borrows from B flat minor. Like, many songs aren't just in a major key. Because this is, you know, the Allman Brothers, man. It's a little blues. There's a little blues in everything, even in their ballads. It's what makes this song beautiful. So they put a little blues flair in there by putting a flat 7 chord in there, which it's just right out of the minor. It's like if you had to harmonize B flat minor, I told you I was going off the deep end. It'd be B flat minor, C half diminished, D flat major, E flat minor, F or F minor or F7, and then G flat, A flat, B flat minor. I'm gonna play that again without talking so you can listen to it. Going backwards. Recommend highly enough your guys playing and hearing, learning to hear the harmonized scales. They're infinitely valuable. So going back to, where was I? A flat major. All right, so that was the intro, and then the verse, 1 and 5, and then 4, and that, and those have to be all major because 1, 4, and 5 are always major. 5, and that happens 3 times. Sorry, this guitar's slightly out of tune. And then 1, 5, and then 4, and then 3, or 1, and then the last time, gotta be B flat, 5, G minor, and A flat major, and then you're into the chorus, B flat to F, and then E flat, damn show up, and then rain, and then 1, which is B flat, and then the F. Our 6 and flat 7. Alright, so that's fairly easy. I'm combining 2 steps, I realize, because I'm hearing how many bars each, but I didn't elucidate that for you yet. So, but at this point, we just did step 1, we got the roots. Step 2, we got the chord qualities, which are all major. There's no minor chords so far. Until we get to the bridge. The G minor. The G is the minor. G is minor. I just wrote G. I didn't write the minor in, but I'm going to write it now. So, then when you get to the bridge, it starts on G minor. And then flat. Now, some of these might be 7th chords. Like in the bridge there, I thought I heard a 7th chord. So, let's go there for a second. I think, alright, so I think here's the bridge coming up. Right here. Like, do I hear a... No, I don't. I just made that up. So maybe it's not in this bit. I only heard a 4 chord, not an E flat 7. Could be here. No, I didn't hear it. But I heard it somewhere. Like an E flat 7. Anyway, just to elucidate the bridge, it'd be G minor to 4, which is E flat. So far the G is the only minor chord, but here comes D. That's the 3 chord, that's gotta be minor. It's the 4 chord E flat, and here's the flat 7, A flat, and the 5 chord F. So I don't hear any minor chords except the G minor and the D minor, which makes sense in this particular key. But I thought I heard a seventh chord somewhere. Maybe it's in the chorus. Yes, right there. Okay, listen, listen, listen. So watch this. You got a one chord and a five chord. Now here's the four chord. And there's a one instrument. I don't know if you could hear it. It's bling. Wait, let me shut up so you can hear it. Listen for this note, the seventh of an E flat. Right, it's the seventh of the E flat chord, so it would make it an E flat seven. So see if you can hear that bling minor third to the key, like green sleeves. Da 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 da. So I'm getting carried away here, but listen for it. I'll go back on this next chord. You're listening for this note. It's pretty subtle, but it's there. I'm gonna put the thing right up to the speaker. Maybe you can hear it, maybe you can't. Hear it one more time. There's some instrument to play bling, so I'm putting that down as E flat 7. Alright, and then now we're gonna just put give the chords time value. So it's in the intro, it's 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4. So those two chords, the G minor and A flat, share a bar. And it happens twice. And then in the verse, I'm going to speed it up so you can. Because I think you know what I'm getting at. We already kind of did it. In the verse, it goes. Like B flat, and then so that's two beats each, and that's two beats. So that's 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, 1, 2, and 3, 4, 1, 2, and 3. Now here's the B flat for 2, and F for 2, and D minor, and A flat for 2, and then you're in the chorus. It's all one chord a piece. I'm not going to go through it. It's already 17 minutes into this. Hope you're not dying over here. And then next is the melody.